It's time for Let's Talk on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com. Stories making news, special guest interviews, your phone calls, and more. The views expressed on Let's Talk are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WPPA. Now, here's your host, Jay-Z.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to it. Another edition of Let's Talk. It's a Monday morning, and as promised, we've got a special guest joining us on the telephone this morning. Think spring, folks, despite what you see outside. We have joining us on the telephone right now from the Freeze, Melissa Malochik. So, Marissa, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Thank you again for having me. We're so excited for this new upcoming season starting on March 1st.
Indeed. Gosh, that's going to be here before you know it. And as we said, Marissa, you wouldn't know by looking outside, but your grand opening is not that far off. And I know that makes folks in this area, we get excited because it's good stuff.
You got it. I feel like many of us thought winter was pretty long. So this year, it's so exciting to announce that we're opening this this coming Sunday, which is March 1st, and then we'll be open daily from 12 to 9 p.m., and that's daily. So typically we open the first Sunday in March to the last Sunday in October, but we don't want to think about the last Sunday in October.
No, exactly right.
But that's our season, and we try to stretch it out as long as we can, so...
So, Marissa, if you can now, tell us a little bit about background on yourself. You used to work at the Freeze, and then all of a sudden you own the Freeze. So take us through that again for our listeners who might not be aware of how this whole thing started.
Yeah, you got it. So my husband and I have proudly owned the Freeze for six seasons now, which equates to 5 years. But I actually began working here back in high school. It was one of my first jobs. I continued working at the Freeze all through college while earning my business degree. And then even after graduating and stepping into the next chapter of my career, I never left the Freeze. I always knew it would remain important in my life. So I stuck around and I had a good relationship with the owner, the former owner. Her name is Patricia, and she's part of the Groff family. Who had it in their family for 60 years. So she decided it was time to retire and spend more time with her family and her grandchildren, naturally. So she gave my husband and me the incredible opportunity to purchase this amazing establishment that's been around for many years. For six decades, it remained in the same family, which is the Groff family. Mm-hmm. So we are truly honored and deeply appreciative that her and her family entrusted us to continue that. So over the years, I've came to truly cherish my customers and the many memories we've shared. Being here brings so much joy, and I'm grateful to be a part of something so meaningful. So we're excited to get opened and again, and see all of our wonderful customers and new customers that come in.
And, you know, Marissa, it's one thing to work there, but then when you're going to, you know, go to that next step and buy it, now become the owner, that is a risk you take. And I'll tell you what, I tip my hat to you because you're there, as you said. Now, boy, time flies, 6 years, and just doing great.
Yeah, we're grateful for it. We really are, and I give a lot of it to the former owner who, you know, I've been there for many years before that. So it wasn't like I was getting into something new. Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of had a pretty good background to continue it. And I kept a lot of the same stuff she has. There's like everything she's had, we have. But we added some new things and modernized it a bit. And So hopefully keep it around for many years to come. That's the goal.
Exactly right. So now let's talk about some of what you offer up there, because I've got so many favorites. I don't know where you want to begin. I'll leave that to you because you guys provide so much. So let's talk about some of what you can get at the Freeze.
Okay. So one of the biggest items on our menu, most popular that we sell a whole lot of, is our milkshakes. So we offer over 75 flavors of real milkshakes. They're made with real fruit and real ingredients. If someone gets a strawberry milkshake, we put real strawberry in it. It's not just the artificial flavoring.
Yeah, because that's so too sweet. That's fake sweet, Marissa. Fake sweet.
You got it.
Yeah, you guys use the natural stuff.
So if you're craving something, we got fruity, chocolate, nutty, or totally unique, we got you covered. We do a shake of the week each week. So every Friday, we feature one of our delicious shake of the week. So starting off this coming week, we're actually starting on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. So it'll a mint Oreo milkshake to start off with that St. Patrick's Day celebration coming up. So we'll have a lot of mint options. We always have all these milkshakes. We just feature them so it gets out there and people, you know, have different ideas what to order next. So we have a lot of mint flavors coming up in the menu here.
Yep. And let me ask you the question from yours truly. Tea berry. Mm-hmm. Is tea berry on the menu? I'm
sorry?
Is tea berry on the menu?
Of course. It has to be on the menu. We have tea berry milkshakes, okay? And then but we also have hard ice cream and soft serve ice cream. We always have those three options available. And because, you know, a lot of places outside the area don't have it.
Right.
And it's nice to have a place that has it and serves it all the time. So, like, when we're opened, we definitely have something tea berry. We have shakes. Yeah. So
I'm there for that. But now, what would you think is your most popular milkshake?
Our most popular milkshake, I would say, is our banana split milkshake. A lot of people like that. We put everything in a banana split in it. So
wow.
We do the strawberry, the pineapple, the banana, chocolate. We even put, if you have a nut allergy, obviously, we don't put it in, but we add peanuts in it. It makes that salty, sweet flavor as well. So all these ingredients go in. The real banana, we cut the banana up and put it in and mix it all together with the strawberry and all that. So that is a very popular one.
Wow.
But actually, to be honest with you, a typical, like, chocolate and vanilla go out the door all the time. Crazy.
I was going to say.
Some people.
Yeah. Because sometimes simple is the best. And like you said, chocolate and vanilla are like always 1-2 when you look at these lists and they're doing surveys and the like.
Yep. And strawberry. Mm-hmm. The regular strawberry milkshake. A lot of people like that chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. Neapolitan.
Okay.
Know?
Wow. Yeah. So it sounds like you guys can create. If you could put a banana split into a milkshake, you guys can do pretty much anything.
You got it. And that's the thing. It's endless. People come in and make their own, you know, concoctions, and we're happy to do that for them. If we have it, they can have it. So,
wow. So shakes, that's one thing, and that's always right up my alley. I gravitate to the shakes, but what else do you guys have?
Yeah, so we do our Celebrity Sundays, which is one of our most popular Sunday items. So what that is, they're not an ordinary sundae. They're a layered sundae with toppings in between each layer and topped with whipped cream and cherry. And the best part of these sundaes is each one is named after a 1950s celebrity. So it's really cool, and it meets the theme of the freeze. So, for instance, if the Elvis, peanut butter and bananas, that was his favorite thing. So we would do like a layer of vanilla ice cream or whatever ice cream flavor you'd like. And then we put peanut butter sauce, and then we cut up the banana and put the banana on. And then we do a whole nother layer and top it with whipped cream and cherry.
Wow.
And they're very pretty. They're very pretty to look at too. But again, we have anywhere from an Elvis to a Beach Boy, a Little Richie, a Monkey, a Marilyn Monroe, Supreme, Drifters, a James Brown. So we have all kinds of celebrities that we name these sundaes after. And the James Brown is hot fudge and brownie. That's a really popular one. We cut up real brownie and we top it with warm, dark hot fudge. It's delicious.
Ooh, that sounds awesome. Now, of course, my favorite when I come in there, you know, is the Dolly Parton. I matriculate to that one.
Yeah. So the Dolly Parton would be the ice cream, and then we would do cheesecake pieces. They're real cheesecake bites. They're delicious. And then we do strawberries. And then we do the next layer We do pound cake and strawberries, and then top it with whipped cream and cherry. So you get the best of both worlds.
Now you said about some popular ones, Marissa, and we're speaking with Marissa Malochik from The Freeze. So I'm going to put you on the spot for every item. We talked about the shakes. What would you say is, given, you know, customers coming in and ordering, what is your most popular, like, sundae, would you say?
Most popular sundae, a lot of people like, just like our regular sundae, most popular would be like a dusty road. Ooh. We get, those are really popular, hot chocolate with malt on top, CMP. It's endless there with those. We have like a pineapple sundae, a marshmallow sundae, a peanut sundae. We pretty much have any type of ice cream flavor you could think of.
Wow.
The fruit. So, yes.
And, you know, I've got a family member who goes nuts over, you mentioned CMP. Always hear CMP, but they're just so good.
They are. It's simple. Simple, but it's that's another really popular one. Marshmallow, chocolate, peanuts. You know, that's really popular. But I also wanted to mention something that we've started in the last 5 years is we've implemented our hard ice cream. And I don't know if a lot of people know that because we've been always known for soft serve ice cream. There was always somebody in the crowd that would ask for hard ice cream. So we've gotten 12 flavors and we rotate them, but we keep a certain few flavors that need to be on the menu, like tea berry and vanilla and chocolate. We keep those regular ones, but we'll switch out. We also have like a cookie monster. It's for the kids. It has a bunch of cookie pieces in it and it's blue. And we keep that one on, but all the other flavors we rotate, like to butter pecan, raspberry, cookies and cream, cookie dough. So we all have tons of flavors to choose from with the hard ice cream as well. And also, we have lactose-free options. So we serve 11, all 11 of our ice cream flavors are all available and lactose-free for our soft serve. So we offer that in shakes, flurries, and sundaes as well, and also in cones. And it's a perfect choice for anyone who loves dairy but wants to avoid it to that discomfort that sometimes comes along with that.
That's
something new, and we can make milkshakes with it, so people can drink their milkshakes again.
Wow. You guys have all the bases covered. You know, you hear that, you know, you think of everything, but you guys certainly do.
Yes. Yeah, we try to accommodate as many people as we can. So
now, do we have anything left in the sweet tooth vein that we want to talk about here this morning?
Yeah, I would also like to talk about one of our new menu items that we started last season.
Okay.
Which have become very popular this year. The cookie ice cream sandwiches we have. So we've teamed up with the Cookie Cave in Minersville to bring delicious, fresh-baked, small batches of cookies that are out of this world. So we always have a classic chocolate chip, which is we always have that chocolate chip flavor. But then we have a featured flavor, which we're currently starting out with a sugar cookie. So you could get the ice cream, the cookie sandwich in between of any flavor hard ice cream. Or you could also get it on top of a sundae. It would be served with the cookie and then any regular sundae combo on top, topped with any of the toppings you want with whipped cream and cherry. And that's always a very popular item as well because it's that warm and cold combination. People love that.
Yes. Yes. See, that's the problem I have when I come in. I never know what to get because everything is good. So it's that I'm presented with a problem. So, you know, you try and get in as often as you can to try as many things as you can.
Yeah. Yeah. And often people will ask our girls, like, what's your favorite item? So that it kind of gives them an idea, something different than they normally would get or whatnot. But we have all kinds of options of ice cream. And I'd be surprised if someone asked for something that we wouldn't have in the sweet department. So
I chuckle because I did that when I first came in. My very first time in, I asked one of the girls, I said, you know, what do you recommend? And I'll tell you what, It was fantastic. So
the great.
If you guys don't, if you went and you don't have an idea, ask the girls. Believe me, they'll hook you up. They will.
They create some. They create their own concoctions, and that sometimes we would feature them and give people new ideas and stuff like that to continue on. So they help me with all of it too. So it's fun. It's fun for them to work here, and we have a fun time with our customers, and we just can't wait to see everyone. We're so excited.
And rightly so, and I know we'll be excited to see you guys because that's a sure sign of spring and all the delicious goodies and the like. What I'd like to be a part of is when you're there at the Freeze and the girls or yourself, come up with an idea. Maybe we could try this. I love the laboratory stuff when you go in the lab or, an idea comes to you and, you try and, put it all together.
Yes, that's the fun part of it. And if it works and we're all like, this is delicious, we've got to have this. So then we'll advertise and people really like them. So we've gotten really good reviews from that as well. So I'm very thankful for my girls and all their creativeness and stuff. And they see a lot of the stuff on TikTok and they're like, let's try this.
That is awesome.
We have fun down here. We do.
You do. The atmosphere is great down there, honestly. We're talking with Marissa Malochik from The Freeze. So let's move on. What else do you want to talk about? Because, there's just so much going on. I want to make sure we don't miss anything.
Yeah, so I'd also like to talk about, we just talked about all that
sweet
stuff. But
yes.
We also have hot food. So The Freeze isn't just all about sweets. We truly have something for everyone, from burgers to hot dogs to chicken sandwiches and chicken fingers. There's plenty to choose from. And then we also have kids' meals. We offer those in hot dog and dino nugget meals, and they get a drink with it as well. That always goes over really popular, those dino nuggets. And then we have some great appetizers from fried pickles, onion rings, french fries, pierogies. We also have something that we've started a few years ago, which go over very well, is our buffalo chicken egg rolls. They're really good. So, and they're served with a dipping sauce too. So yeah, we've gotten a pretty good crowd for lunch and definitely for dinner time. So, and then they top it off with an ice cream at the end of it. So definitely we have it all.
You do. I like the fried pickles in those the buffalo
egg rolls.
Yes,
yeah, they're really good.
My gosh, I saw those last year when we were in there. Fantastic.
Yeah, they really are.
So now I know. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also wanted to mention that we started a new freshly baked jumbo soft pretzel. So it's like it's a sweet dough, slightly sweet, nothing too sweet. So it pairs perfectly with ice cream. And they're big. They're very big. So a lot of people share them as well. So they're delicious. And we've gotten a good reviews. And when we advertise that we're opening March 1st, I got a couple of reviews on Facebook that is like, we're excited for those soft pretzels again. So if you haven't tried them, stop on down for our soft pretzels. They're excellent.
Good stuff. So now, Marissa, I know there are a couple of days that you wanted to touch on a little bit while we had you on the air as well. So if you can, take us through those. Some special days coming up.
Yes. Thank you so much. So our Customer Appreciation Day, we're excited to announce our upcoming Customer Appreciation Day, which happens in early June. We don't have an exact date yet, so stay tuned. Typically, it's around like the 7th, the week of the 7th, we try for. So join us as we celebrate 68 years of amazing business. And we would like to show our appreciation for all of our customers. And so what we'll have there is a live band. We always do that. Like we try to do like 50s-style band, 50s, 60s, 70s. And then we do 30% off all food and ice cream orders all day long. So 30% off us all day, everything we have on our menu.
Wow.
And with every purchase, you'll get to spin our prize wheel for a chance to win a promotional Freeze item, which could be a T-shirt, something we have at the time. We're starting to order a lot of that stuff. And then gift certificate. I usually give away a few $50 and $25 gift cards if you land on that. And also freeze ice cream vouchers. So for like a free celebrity sundae, if you're lucky enough to land on that, then there will be a lot of them. So there'll be a pretty good chance to win something down here at the freeze. And everybody's a winner. They go home with a promotional item. So you can't lose on that.
Wow.
Either.
That's
so,
good stuff.
Yeah. So that's our customer appreciation day. And again, we'll have that date coming as soon as we get that in stone. And then we have a Christmas in July event, which is super exciting. And so basically what it is it's for kids. So we're excited to bring back our Christmas in July event this year. It was such a hit last year that we're delighted to host our second annual. So we'll be doing this regularly as well. And that's happening in July. We like to do that around the 25th to celebrate Christmas in July. We don't get to celebrate Christmas at the freeze because we're closed for the season, and I love Christmas. Mm-hmm. So, and I know a lot of people do as well. So that will be fun. It's a fun-filled day featuring festive Christmas-themed menu, a bounce house for the kids, pictures with Santa, face painting, and to end the night, we'll have a Christmas movie under the stars in our outdoor patio.
Wow.
Underneath our pavilion. It's all for the kids, too. So, yes, our customer appreciation day is for everyone, but I wanted to do an event for the kids because I see so many kids coming in, and so it's fun. So we have a great time, and it was a hit last year, and it worked out so well that we're like, we got to do this every year. So, and our employees love it. So we dress up, and we have Santa Claus himself come, and we might invite the Grinch this year.
Got to have the Grinch, one of my favorites, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so that's looking up. So we're super excited to open up March 1st from 12 to 9 daily.
Easy hours.
Excited to see everybody. It's set in stone every day. You don't have to worry about, are they opened or closed 12 to 9? We'll be here.
Awesome. Awesome. We're speaking with Marissa Malochik from The Freeze. It won't be long, folks, as we've been telling you. Don't worry about that weather outside. Think about what we're talking about now inside. Marissa, it is always a pleasure. What else you got for us before we let you go? Because we want to make sure we get everything out today.
Yeah, so I also want to let everybody know that if you haven't been in The Freeze for a few years, come check us out. We have new retro-style booths in our side room. We used to have tables, and everybody likes to sit on a booth, I think. When my husband and I go to the restaurant, we're always like, I'd like the booth, please. So we got those. They're super cool. And then we also expanded our outdoor seating under our pavilion, and we added Trex Adirondack chairs and also picnic tables as well. So it's staying true to that freeze retro charm. So we're excited to have everybody, and we're just so thankful for our loyal customers who make it possible, and we can't wait to serve you and many more to come, and come see us down at the freeze, and we've got something for everybody.
Boy, you certainly do, and I'll tell you right now, folks out there probably have a very good idea as to just all that you have, because you'd think the freeze, but you've got lunch and all those goodies. And like you said, you can always have dessert at the end of that lunch. So my goodness, pretzels are a huge hit too. I'm glad they're back because they were, and as you said, they're big. So I recommend sharing.
Yes, absolutely. Definitely. But also a lot of people take a few home. Mm-hmm. They do well. They do well if you reheat them too. A lot of people come and take them and have them for later as well. So, we're just excited to be open, and we thank you for the opportunity, and we hope to see all our customers. We're so excited.
Well, I know you will see some familiar faces from this place, that's for sure, because we always make the trek down there because you just do incredible stuff. With your ice cream, your lunch, and pretzels, and everything else, Marissa, you really do.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And we pride ourselves on keeping our facility extremely clean.
Yes.
And that's one thing that I know that's very important to me and to, I know every customer that walks in the door. So if you haven't been to the Freeze in a while, in a couple years, stop on down and check us out. It's a perfect opportunity starting March 1st. Open daily 12 to 9, which is the first Sunday in March.
Indeed. And for the folks out there who may have tuned in late this morning, we want to remind everybody that the interview with Marissa from the Freeze will be up on our website. Just go to our Let's Talk icon, click on that. It'll be there around 1 o'clock this afternoon. So if the folks want to tune in again and revisit all the goodies that you have, it'll be up and ready for the folks. Marissa, we can't thank you enough for spending some time with us here on this Monday to get us all excited for the Freeze once again.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, even though there's a rainbow at the end of the storm, right?
And always.
I think this, yes, for sure. All that I'm glad we didn't get as much, but it's,
right.
I can't wait for March, and that only means when the Freeze opens, warmer weather and more people being outside, and it's looking up for sure.
Indeed it is. Marissa, couldn't say it any better. Marissa Malochik from The Freeze. Marissa, we want to thank you once again. Want to wish you the best of luck with the upcoming season. And I'm sure we will be in touch with you throughout the year again.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.